Hi, welcome to Noffy Cast. I'm Nancy Merriman, but my friends call me Noffy, and I'm your host for this official podcast of ourdolls.net. Hello and welcome to Noffy Cast episode number 18, and I'm afraid Kirsten has just informed us that she wants it to be short, even though I don't know if it will be short, but she wants it to be short because she has to go milk cow.
No, I just said hurry up and get started. I have to milk the cows. Not that it has to be short because of that.
We could have a long introduction. That would be not hurrying it up. That would be slowing it down. The poor cow.
Okay, well then,
I've never had that problem. Teresa, have you ever had a cow?
Oh, no. I do have a duck, though.
Now, this is very confusing to our new listeners. If we have any new listeners, I'd best introduce our
names. Welcome to Noffy Cast. My name is Teresa, but I'm not the star, Nan. Why don't you tell them your name?
Thank you. My name is Nancy Merriman, and I host this podcast with my friends.
Yes.
And I'm Kirsten Larson, and I do have a cow.
So, we are your main hosts today. We don't have a guest host with us this time, but...
because we forgot to decide on one last time.
Yes. We're going to have one next time, I'm thinking.
Okay,
yes. I'm thinking about it.
I wrote someone on the last page.
Teresa has wrote me a note that I'm not allowed to read till the end, so it's going to be a surprise host for me.
Yes.
So, before we do much more further ado... I would like to send you over to get the latest news from around here. So, see ya.
Hi, I'm Paul Windmill, and I'm the operator for Pleasantville. I get to take everybody's calls. And I'm going to fill you guys in on what the latest news stories in Pleasantville and on the ourdolls.net website are.
Hello, everyone! And the latest news from Pleasantville is that Noffy just fell on the floor.
Yeah, why do people have to mention those kind of things?
That's too much
information. Who needs to know how often I fall on my face?
You didn't fall on your face, you just sort of flopped.
That's why I'm really glad I'm so soft. I have such a fuzzy, soft face. It's like landing on a pillow.
So when you were little...
everybody wish they were had a pillow face?
So when you were little and you were, like, running around the house, when you ran into a wall, did it hurt?
It hurts, but at least it doesn't hurt as if you had maybe a really pointy nose.
Because you're kind of like just a cushion, you know?
Yeah. So if I run into you, it don't worry.
So, anyway, this segment is all about me, and it's called Paul's Latest Pleasantville News. And so, basically, I'm just going to tell you the latest three big news features in Pleasantville or on the website. And basically the last thing that Pleasantville actually did altogether was the Easter party thing at the Parkington's house and the Easter egg hunt.
You mean the Easter gala?
But it was more like a tea party, wasn't it?
It was a gala.
What is a gala?
A gala is fancier than a tea party. Don't you know anything?
Well, yeah, I know that there were lots of teacups.
That doesn't mean it's a tea party. People have tea parties when they go calling. A gala is really a big fancy deal.
Yes.
Which is so fancy that little kids aren't even allowed in.
So why were we all allowed to Mrs. Fox's house, and why was that called a gala?
Because that was also a dance. That was a gala ball.
It was a gala ball.
This was a gala party.
So if you put gala in front of something, it just means that it's going to be elegant?
It means it's more fancy than a normal ball.
Yes.
Okay.
Or more
you know
fancy
what
than a
you should
party.
Do? You know what you should do sometime, Teresa? It would be perfect at your house.
What?
You know that movie Alice in Wonderland?
Yes.
You should have a Mad Hatter tea party. You can be Alice, and we'll get somebody, like Nan could be the Mad Hatter, and like dress up really strange and walk along the table with the teacups on
it. You know what came to my mind's eye just now?
What?
I was just imagining Elizabeth being the Mad Hatter on the table with the crazy outfit.
Yeah, that would work too. You could call it a gala mad tea party. What do you think?
The Mad Gala Party.
Not really. I'd rather stay to the elegant
Or Nan, your mom could hold one. Anyway, Easter egg hunt. How'd that go? You guys win?
Well, it wasn't really a contest. Miss Samantha made it up. It's all for good-hearted fun.
The jelly beans.
Good-hearted fun. Okay. Yeah. So, the Easter gala finished over a month ago. What do you have to say about that? Because everyone's still in their ball gowns.
I'm not.
Alright, well, some people are. Let's just say, every time there's a big event, like a ball or a party or something like that, it takes people forever to get back into everyday life. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, yes. I noticed that. That's why some of the best parties are the ones that you do in, like, one day, and you go home, and then everybody changes into their pajamas and goes to bed.
Yeah, except they sleep for the next month.
Yeah, but at least they can wake up with a fresh slate.
You can start anew, basically.
Right.
Just didn't work for some of the people who had new ball gowns.
Sometimes these balls drag on for days and days because there's time to finish them because of all the dancing and everything.
Yeah.
And then it just gets old and everybody's tired of everybody else.
Yeah.
It's more fun, even though you think you want it to go on for a long time because everybody took so long to look so pretty.
It should be short.
Perfect hairstyles and
stuff. Yeah. And sweet.
I like the masked ball because it's usually at least maybe 2 days long. Sometimes it's one day. But all you have to do is go sit, eat, and then dance like twice and then you leave.
Yeah, get in, get your picture taken, get out.
Yeah. Okay,
sort of. Alright, so enough about the Easter gala where everybody's still talking about it, obviously, since they're still in their gowns. And hopefully you guys will go home and tell your sisters and whatever to, you know, change their outfits.
What are you doing to your hair?
I'm being cool and I'm fixing it up. So, next.
You're messing it up.
Yeah, exactly.
This is my messy hair look. I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Well, you're not a boy,
okay,
Teresa.
Okay, so, back to the news. We this is website news. There's a new thing on the website, and it is a Nafi coloring book. What do you have to say about this, Nafi?
I have to say that I think this would be a wonderful treat for anybody who wanted to have it, especially if you're artistic. If you like colors and you like me, then you can color me up in all kinds of your favorite colors. Like, everybody could find their favoritest purple and put, and you could even make my fur purple if you want. I've never been able to do that in real life, but you could do it in this coloring book. And it's got all kinds of cute pictures, if I do say so myself.
Yeah. And you can either get it, like a real copy mailed to you, or you can just download it, and then you don't even have to wait. You can just download it the minute you want it.
Yeah, who knows?
You can get it right now.
Right now!
And you wouldn't even have to wait.
Yes,
that's what you could do.
And then
it's available.
You could listen to the rest of this Nafi cast while you're drawing pictures of Nafi.
Oh, that sounds so enjoyable.
Staring at my pretty fuzzy purple face while you're listening. As you make me purpler and purpler.
Yeah, that would make them crazy too. So, now, the other new thing that's on the website is a new activity for the holiday section. And actually, the activities are a new thing that there are going to be more of, and there are things that you can do with your dolls, like us, and so the latest one is how to put on a county fair, because we put on a county fair last year, obviously, and it was lots of fun, and it was a great example of a fun thing you can do in one day.
Right.
So basically, it's just a photo story in how to do your own fair.
Yes.
And you don't need a lot of fancy furniture or houses or anything to put on a county fair. You can just put it on.
It's so much fun.
Yeah.
Especially with all the contests, everybody can get super competitive and win prizes.
But that's not the main part about it, Nancy. The main part is that we're getting together as a community to put on a fabulous event.
But what about the whole Miss Pleasantville spiel? I mean, that was really, like, fiercely competitive.
Careful, Kirsten's over there.
That's
what don't get her started.
Don't mention the art contest.
The art contest. Should I?
No, don't mention it.
Okay.
Christina's gonna go on and on about how she's gonna win it this time around.
Because Emily was first.
Yeah, that stuff.
Okay.
So,
well, anyway,
a county fair. There's lots of great things. Anybody can do it. And it's super, super duper fun to put on a county fair.
Yeah.
Okay, so go on the website and check it out. And if you end up doing it, take lots of pictures and send
us.
Them to us at NaviCast@hotmail.com.
And that's it for this week's news. Thanks, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining me for the latest news from Pleasantville. See you next time.
Hi, this is Susanna Wilson with the Pleasantville Gazette. I am here to bring you firsthand news clips and interviews with the people in Pleasantville concerning their opinions on current events.
Our first news clip comes from when Nancy Merriman was on a detective case in Town Square trying to find a missing checkbook. You can listen to the clip now.
Donna Wilson with the Pleasantville Gazette reporting to you live this April 2nd, 2011 from the Larson's Farm in Pleasantville. Nancy Merriman is rooting around their house while they are standing outside. What could possibly be going on here? Nancy, can I talk to you for a second?
Well, I suppose you can, even though I hope you know I'm in a very important case right now and I can only spare you a few moments.
An important case? What's going on? Let's sit down.
All right, but I tell you, it's only for a few minutes. You see, myself and my friend Clara have been hired for this very important case. There are two missing checkbooks in town, two of which are for the most very important families, one of which is my father, which is my family, and one of them is the Larson family, are missing.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, they lost their checkbooks, and it's my...
What?
Their checkbooks.
Checkbooks.
Those are the things where you write checks in, and then you write out how much money you lost.
Oh.
So anyway, they're gone, and so, for the sake of a thorough investigation, my friend and Clara and myself have asked the Larson family to evacuate the premises so that we can have a thorough search. Look in every nook and cranny to make sure we don't leave anything unnoticed. We have already solved one of the cases where we have found, in a very difficult place to find, my father's checkbook. And no one else would have thought of it but myself, and I did it.
All right, may I ask what possibly qualifies you for this job?
I have solved many cases before. When all hope is lost and no one else can simply solve it, they always call me and my friend Clara because we're the ones who will not give up. We have the determination to see a case through no matter what. If the answer is right in front of you, we will find it.
What about that one?
Which one?
The purse.
That purse only has $1 bills in it. That is not what we are searching for. I hope you don't think you know this case more than I do. I've been thinking about it for minutes now.
Minutes, really? And what qualifications do you have to be doing this kind of job?
I already told you.
Do you have a search permit?
No, but my daddy will give me one if I ask him for it.
Right. All right, well, I hope that you find Mrs. Larson's checkbook and that everything turns out all right. Goodbye.
Well, rest assured that we will find it, okay?
All right, goodbye.
Our next news clip comes from the afternoon of Easter, which was the day that the Parkingtons gave their gala tea party at their house. Here is an interview I had with Catherine Purr in Town Square on Easter.
This is Susanna Wilson with the Pleasantville Gazette reporting live from Town Square on Easter 2011. And basically, there's a big party going on, and we're talking to Catherine Purr, who is in the dress shop right now looking for... What are you looking for, Catherine?
Well, I am looking for Easter eggs. We are on an Easter egg hunt.
Throughout the whole town?
Yes, we are. Are you late to the party?
No, I just came from the party, actually. That's where I'm going next.
Ah.
So how many eggs have you found?
Quite a lot. It's overflowing my basket. I do not have enough room for all of them. I have about 20 or so.
What are your opinions on the latest fashions?
Oh, I love them. Every bit of them.
And the ladies that you have seen going to the party, are they dressed fashionably?
Quite. Well, of course, the most fashionable ladies are dressed the most fashionable of all of them, as you can imagine. So, of course, you'll be looking at people like Lavender Fox, Mrs. Merriman, Miss Crystal, my sister, and then Suzanne, and then the Parkingtons, of course. Those will be the most fashionable people.
What about Felicity Merriman and Lisa DeBeckmont?
Oh, I forgot about them.
And myself.
You're not very fashionably dressed right now.
Excuse me? Crystal picked this out for me.
Yes, well, she didn't have much to work with.
Next,
goodbye.
I went to the Easter party at the Parkington's house to get some interviews firsthand with the fashionable ladies themselves. The first interview I had was with Crystal Purr, who wanted to talk to me a lot about what she thought of how people followed her fashion advice.
Now, Crystal, you just recently released your new fashion catalog, which was probably very exciting for you, your first fashion publication. How would you say everyone here has done with their fashions after reading your advice?
Well, people have followed them sort of vaguely. Of course, Suzanne and myself are following them to the letter, you know.
Right.
I see a few other people who have observed them carefully, such as Felicity Merriman, Samantha and Rebecca Parkington, Lavender Fox, of course, she's the source.
Do you think she followed your advice, or she knew it already?
I think I get advice from what I find of her, so...
Oh, all right, so everyone's basically following her, thanks to your advice.
Yes, she follows the fashions of England and Paris, so, yes. And Lisa de Vecchamar's dressed well. Everyone tried, except for a few such as Angelica Romanikov, the Montoya, Dolores Montoya, Anders Larsson, those types.
They're all dressed up, though.
Celine Windmill.
Wait, what's wrong with Celine's outfit?
She's wearing pants! She's wearing a very strange headdress that trails all the way to her ankles and a billowy nightshirt.
Okay,
dreadful, let me tell you.
All right, well, so are you pleased with everyone's progress?
Not everyone's progress, a select few.
Who do you think, besides yourself and Suzanne, got the fashions the best?
Besides myself and Suzanne?
And Lavender.
Let me look around at this party. The one who followed everything, I think, is Samantha Parkington.
Oh, that's good, since she's the hostess.
Yes.
Next, I talked to Francisca Montoya, who was enjoying herself, but would have rather been at a different type of party.
So, is this your favorite kind of party, or what's your favorite kind of party?
My favorite kind of a party is a tango. Well, one of the... I know that, Tomas. It is a party where we can do dances like the tango and the salsa.
Hi, Anna. Fandango, I see. Fandango. Well, then why don't you guys hold one of your own parties if you don't like these?
Because Mama isn't into holding parties.
I should hold a fiesta.
In your barn?
No,
I don't live in a barn.
You do?
I live next to a barn.
Okay, I'll leave you guys alone. Okay, thanks, bye.
Just then, the famous Lavender Fox happened to walk by. I was determined to get an interview with her about what she thought of Crystal's fashion book.
My name is Susanna Wilson. I'm with the Pleasantville Gazette. I was wondering if I could get an interview.
Edward, I want to enjoy myself. I didn't want
I'm sorry, friend. Lavender would not like to speak with the press at the moment. I just need to get your opinion really quickly on fashionable clothes. I mean, everyone here is following Crystal Purr's advice. Do you think that Crystal Purr got the fashions right?
Who is Crystal Purr?
Good afternoon. I really must be long. Okay. Well, your dress looks lovely.
Yes.
Okay, bye.
Of course, my coverage of the Easter Gala could not be complete without an interview of Rebecca Parkington, who put the whole thing together.
Now we are speaking to Rebecca Parkington, who is standing here with Mrs. Merriman and Felicity Merriman.
Oh, hello.
Hello, everyone. So, Rebecca, this is your spring social. You haven't had a party for a while.
It has been a while now. Let's see. I think the last time we put on a party was possibly a Valentine's party last year.
Uh-huh. And why is it so hard for you to put on a party?
Oh, it's just difficult to get everything organized, and, you know, we like to have them separate from other parties so that, you know, there can be one event where everyone is looking forward to dressing up. It's a lot of organizational work, and Samantha's very good at it, but it does take a lot of effort, and with proper school and the post office and everything, we're quite busy now.
Yeah, well, that's wonderful. Everything looks great. I especially love the teacup.
Oh, thank you. It's sort of a compilation of all everyone's teacups. We went around and people have kindly loaned them to us for this party.
Okay, great. Felicity Merriman, what do you think about Lavender Fox's dress?
Well, of course Lavender Fox's dress is divine. It's of a beautiful ivory silk, and she has many different colored flowers on it and lace.
Yes.
All right, and I hear you're training to go to court in England. How do you think this party will compare to the parties in England?
I'm sure this is they will be on a much larger scale and much fancier, but I think this is an excellent step in my knowing what to expect. This is one of the fancier parties of Pleasantville, so.
They've done a good job replicating a little garden party. It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
All right, well, let's go now. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Later on, I had a surprise interview with an interesting character in the Parkington's kitchen.
And we've just walked into the Parkington's house. I've been sort of exploring the rooms. They entered the decorations contest, and I came across Peter Larson in the kitchen. Hello, Peter. Excuse me, but why are you dressed up as a rabbit?
I'm a bunny. I'm an Easter bunny.
You're the Easter bunny, huh? It's not Halloween. So why are you dressed up as a bunny rabbit?
I'm the Easter bunny.
Okay.
I go around and put jelly beans in everyone's houses.
Really? Okay. And so what do you do now?
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just walking around the kitchen.
Did you make your costume?
My mommy did this morning.
I love the tail. So, are you allowed to go to the party?
I don't know. I might show up.
Oh, you make an appearance. I'm sure they'd love it if you made an appearance.
Samantha didn't tell me to, but I might.
Okay, did she tell you to stay here in the kitchen?
Nope.
Okay, well then.
It doesn't matter, does it?
I guess not.
Okay, well, thanks, Peter. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, Bunny Easter Bunny.
You're welcome. I mean, thank you. Bye.
Welcome to the main discussion, and this was my idea because guess what's coming soon?
What?
Guess what's what coming up coming? Soon?
What's coming?
I'm gonna bring down a fresh batch of Noffy's jammies.
I'm thinking a little broader than that. summer's coming, you guys.
Oh yeah, I get that.
Yeah, so I just thought it would be kind of fun since. Usually with NaviCast, we get to the summer and the NaviCasts come a little slower. I want to change that this year. I want to make sure that we're coming out with more regular NaviCast episodes, of course. But I thought we haven't really talked very much about things that you can do in summertime, right? And we talked about the county fair a little bit. But I thought we'd talk about some fun things that we've done in summertime a little bit.
I like to climb trees.
Yeah, and we could talk about each one and explain how someone could do it, starting with nothing except a doll and free time. Okay, so this is just a way to really find out fun things you can do with a doll, even if you don't have a big doll town. Because most of these things you can do with a big doll town or without one.
Right.
That's true.
Besides, just pretend the whole doll town's in your imagination and it's as good as real.
Sure. Alright, so the first thing is, and I'll have each of you take this at first, and then we can discuss it a little bit. So, Nan, how would someone do swimming?
Oh, well, let's see. Swimming, you need water, so just find a blue cloth, a pretty blue cloth, put it on the ground, get, and your doll can wear something close to a swimsuit or they're underdressed or something, and you can put them in the water, and you can also use little face towels as big towels for dolls, and you can also get some fluff to be
like
bubbles.
Kitchen towels, right?
Yeah, kitchen towels work as big towels for dolls.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you can go in and out of the water and play games in the water. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. There are lots of different things you can do with the water, and you can even, like, if you're using a long blue cloth or a bunch of blue towels or something to be your water, you can, hang them over something. It can be a waterfall.
A waterfall! Oh. And then there's a danger element, because you've got to be careful not to go over the cliff,
mm-hmm.
right?
Uh-oh. Or you can even make lakes out of blue cloths. One thing that you probably shouldn't do is actually go in real water.
No, not a good especially idea. Not if you're a cat like I am.
Then you'd be a soggy wet cat, and that's not a happy cat.
I'd look more like a rat.
And then I wouldn't be so fluffy, and I'd really hurt myself when I fall on my face. Yeah, so swimming in blue cloth is probably better for you. All right, Teresa, yours is something that you and your cousins do a lot when you go to your summer house, and that is boating.
Oh, well, for boating, you would start out getting yourself a river or a lake or something like that with blue cloth, and then you could find a cardboard box or even a kitchen bowl or something like that, mm-hmm. and you can sit in it and go in the river or the lake. And you could use a kitchen spoon or just a piece of wood to paddle if you wanted to make it like a canoe.
Here's an idea that can sometimes work. You can take out a drawer from a desk.
Yeah, that works too.
And yes. sit in it.
Mm-hmm. And then you can bring stuff along with you, like camping gear
yes,
or whatever.
Yes, you could bring a whole bunch of things so you could go out into the wilderness.
Or a boating picnic lunch.
You know what What we've always done also is just take a doll mattress and that as
yes,
a raft.
Yes, that's a raft.
Yeah.
Perfect idea.
Or you could use a pillow for a raft.
Uh-huh, that works too. Just use your imagination on boating, but it's really fun to sort of tie that in with your swimming. And then another thing you can do, and this one's mine, but we already kind of talked about it, was put on a county fair, and that's really very simple. You can just decide on some different contest categories, depending on what your dolls are good at. Like, in our town, we do a lot of sewing and kind of more old-fashioned stuff, so we do a lot of sewing and crafts and baking and cooking and stuff like that, so we have categories and competitions for those. And then livestock is not really a judge of who's, you know, the best cow or who's the best horse or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, all the different animals just compete against each other. It's more like a relay race or like a... Yes. No, it's more like a
speed race
contest.
And speed and accuracy.
It's yeah. more like how good is the owner-animal relationship? How good can you communicate
right,
with your
pet? Right, so say you're... What you do is you have somebody have a timer. So they start the timer and then you have a little course they have to go on. Like the owner has to lead their little piggy around a barrel and then over a rock and then around a hay bale and then cross a line. And you see what their timing is and then you can see who got the best time.
Unfortunately, yeah. I don't think it would work if you have a pet goldfish.
No, I don't think so.
Yes, so. I think that would be bad to have a goldfish. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with a goldfish. You would just have to have a course
it would
that
just be rather
was out of water.
Difficult, unless you brought the tank along. You held the tank while you went around the course. I don't know if that would count.
Yeah, well, no.
So, I'm sorry if your hopes and dreams depend on your goldfish winning the livestock competition.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
So, anyway, that's something you could put on in a little amount of time. It just takes a lot of preparation beforehand, but the actual thing doesn't take very long.
Yes.
So it takes some organization, but it's a fun thing to like work on crafts for. Something else you could do was put on a festival, and we did that a couple years ago, but it's different from a county fair.
A festival. Yeah, well, that one, everybody worked hard because they had booths. It was like a craft fair, and you kind of went to buy things.
Yeah.
Besides that, there was a ball later, but...
And then there was a raffle and a ball, yes.
Yes, but people worked really hard to have good wares to sell to other people.
Yeah.
So I had a little stand where I made little creatures out of beads that I sold. So I made little beaded bees and beaded butterflies and beaded lizards and beaded skunks, and everybody bought them.
Yeah, and I sold lavender soap.
Oh, that's always been nice.
And lavender sachets, and my booth was called Heavenly Scents. I did very well.
Did you?
Probably the best.
No, your mommy's booth won the prize.
Wait, what did she do?
Good yummy soups.
Oh. Yeah, but that's like the restaurant shop, you know?
I helped out at Mrs. Merriman's booth. She was selling wraps, and so I helped out with Rachel.
Uh-huh. And then somebody was selling bags. Laura and Kaya sold tie-dye t-shirts.
Yeah, everybody had fun.
There was a lake and people went boating and then there was a fashion show.
Oh, that's right! The dramatic fashion show.
What happened? Suzanne insulted Felicity.
Yes, and then she tried so hard to make up that it was rather embarrassing.
But it was too late.
Too late. So another fun thing, which is the next subject, is that you can tie into either the county fair or the festival a campground and camping.
Yes.
And so everyone camped out at the festival.
A great memory of Pleasantville. We've had so many great times camping, haven't we?
Oh, you can do so many things.
So really, all you need is a sleeping bag or a blanket or something. And you can make tents, or you can have, if you have a doll tent, then that's perfect. And everybody just camps out. Each person has, like, their own fireplace, which you can make with wood and flames, and not real flames.
No!
Tissue paper flames and flashlights. And,
oh yeah, you know how you can make a nice bunk for people is put a couple chairs in a row, and then you've got already made bunks if they're the same level chairs, because
the top and the bottom.
Yes, somebody can sleep in the underneath the chair and put their bed under there, and somebody else can sleep on top of them and put their bed on the middle part of the chair.
Yeah, that's the next one on my list, actually, is Camp Piney Point, if you want to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, well, Camp Piney Point, all you have to do to set up a campground is find a nice open space and then move your furniture out a bit and then find a big green cloth.
Yes.
And something we do sometimes for that is turn a couch on its side and drape the green all over the couch so it
and
looks like
a mountain
or something.
Well, you can turn it on its side and that's a hill, but if you turn it up on its end, that's a mountain.
Yeah, that's exciting.
You can turn that into a big, big waterfall.
Put a blue cloth over the edge and you've got a dangerous waterfall.
And you can change the ground. You can put sand-colored towels for the parts that you want to be like the beach.
Yeah, and then just stick pillows underneath so that it's not totally flat.
So there are rolling hills.
Places people can put their towels and
relax by
the water.
There should be, of course, a nice river rolling through the campsite.
Yes.
And then you can set up your bunks, and so if all the kids are going away to camp, you just have to make sure that everyone has a bunk, and then they can keep their blankets and their mattress and some of their clothes and their food in there. Everyone,
you know, here's a typical packing list for somebody going to camp. They would want a mattress, a blanket, a pillow,
their doll,
their pajamas, a couple of nice summery outfits.
A swimsuit,
a towel, a plate.
And some food, but everybody needs a plate and a cup.
And perhaps a utensil if you're special. And maybe some things
of food. Stationery or a diary. We all used to bring.
And then all kinds of games if you want to bring. You can bring your jump rope, whatever.
One of the most fun things we did at the camp was capture the flag. When you play games, it's just so much fun in a campground.
Yes,
especially if it's a competition between the two different campgrounds.
Yeah. So actually, in Pleasantville, we used to have three different summer camps, and one was for the oldest kids, and that was Camp Piney Point. And then the middle-aged kids was
Camp Googlebogging.
Right. And then the young kids, like Teresa, was.
Camp Horseradish.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah, and then, so then we would all play Capture the Flag with each other. So
any idea where the name Googlewagen came from?
No idea.
No idea.
It's not our fault, it's the counselor's fault.
Yeah.
They named it Googlewagen in the first place.
I like it. Googlewagen, it's in German.
All right. So, we'll definitely have more ideas coming about how to put on your own summer camp and all that stuff. So, I'll move on to the next one. And Teresa would know something about this. And that is, you could put on a summer gala or a ball like Mrs. Fox did.
Oh, yes. You can either decide to make it a potluck and have everyone bring a dish of food, or you could turn it into a tea party.
Or a hoedown or a Mad Hatter.
Yes, really, any kind of event where everyone gets together and enjoys the weather and enjoys each other's companies.
It's just an excuse to dress up.
But the dancing is the reason, right?
Well, you said a summer gala, not a summer gala ball.
I did say a summer gala ball.
You did?
Yeah.
No, you
just
didn't.
Started talking.
Oh, don't argue with
all right.
it now.
So that ties into you can have a garden party, and then some people have just less formal parties, like dinner parties or barbecues or something. So there are lots of things you could do there. And then another thing is you can travel.
The farthest I've ever been was Norway.
Uh-huh.
Can you believe it? I actually really literally went to Norway and Germany.
I know. I think you've told us about this before.
Yes.
And Anna and me and my friend Anna, we were in the Alps.
We have a picture of it.
And we have a picture of it. It's great.
All right.
Okay.
Well, that just about wraps up our main discussion, so hopefully it gave you some ideas about some fun stuff you can do during the summer.
You're probably just bubbling over with ideas.
There are endless possibilities.
Quite.
Now that the sun is out,
right.
There's no stopping us now.
But we have to, in the meantime, get ready for the county fair. I'm working on getting ready for the county fair right now.
And so,
toodly-oodly.
Next section.
Now it's time for Laura's Letter of the Week. Special treat in my mailbag this time around because I'm going to read two letters since the first one is so short. the writing is so huge. It's Rebecca Montoya, and she's writing to Anna. She says, "Dear Anna, you still have Christmas decos up? You're behind. It's not cold anymore. It's hot and sweaty. Why did you blow out all of our fires? Love, Rebecca." So that's kind of random. Thought you might enjoy. This one is from Susanna to Lisa. "Dear Lisa, I am in bed paying bills today instead of going to work because I'm sick. I can't believe I got sick. I haven't even been around anyone else who is sick. I'm not really bothered with how much space I have in my house because I never spend any time in here. Do you not have a table and chairs? I suppose you don't. I never really noticed. Can't people just sit on the bed? Or could you take callers over to the grumpy troll instead? Anyway, I hope you're well. Sincerely, Susanna." See you guys for the next one. Bye.
Time for Nafi's Rambles. You get to listen to Nafi ramble for 3 whole minutes about a word that I just picked randomly. Enjoy! All right, well, everybody's favorite section. Or is that conceited to say so? But maybe it is. If it is, I hope you'll enjoy my next set of rambling starting at 3 whole minutes to ramble on about a word which is a pretty neat word, and the word is coffee. So, some people love coffee, and me personally, I have to say, I hope I won't offend anybody by saying that I don't think coffee is nearly as good as hot chocolate. And you all know how much I love chocolate. I could eat it from morning till nighttime. But anyway, so the other day, I was going downtown and just having a fun time, and I went over to the Grumpy Troll, the pub/restaurant, and said hello to Angelica. And, well, this does have to do with coffee because she serves coffee at the Grumpy Troll. And most people ask for coffee. And then comes Nafi. Nafi comes in and asks for hot chocolate instead of coffee. But Angelica offered me this neat old drink that has coffee and chocolate in it. And that was really tasty. And she also asked me what I wanted to eat. And I said that I wanted to eat something really unusual. And so I asked her to combine an Irish, a Scottish, and a French breakfast all together. And I wanted to know what that would taste like. And so she did it because she's great. And the result of it was so great. And it was so pretty looking that I couldn't even eat it. I just sat there staring at my plate for days and days because I just liked it so much the way it looked. I had a cup of coffee sitting there with chocolate in it, which is why this has to do with coffee. See, and
So there was me and the grumpy troll, and then I invited some friends over because I wanted to have some fun. So I tried to get Anna and Elizabeth and Clara to come, and we all hung out in the grumpy troll and we played some cards, and I realized that Anna knows how to speak German while we were playing cards, and I thought that I wish I knew how to speak German, and she just kept saying, well, if you know a little bit, you can say, ich spreche ein bisschen Deutsch, or, ich spreche ein kleiner Deutsch, which is what I do, just a kleiner bit of Deutsch, not a whole lot of Deutsch. And so while we were playing cards, I was practicing all my numbers, ein, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, and so on, and etc. And I realized that I can say a little more than I thought. Like, take a listen about this. Ich habe ein rot... wait. How do you do this? Ich habe ein... whatever dress is. Un rot und ein weiß dress. Okay, that was not as good as I thought it was. But anyway, so, in German, coffee. Coffee is not much different than it is in English. Coffee and coffee, except for in German you spell coffee with a K. Did you know that coffee starts with a K if you're speaking German? And so I'm kind of bad at my Deutsch, and I'm going to keep working on it, and you might hear me talk a little bit more in Deutsch later on, but I just figured out that I'm kind of out of time, but I want to talk a little bit more about coffee, because a lot of people drink it a lot of the time, and what I just don't understand about it is why people don't drink hot chocolate instead, because I think that hot chocolate is better, but that's just my opinion, and you can think something different, and so I ought to go now, so bye-bye. The end. That was Noffy's Rambles, everybody.
Here are letters that you have sent to me in Noffy's mailbag. It's the mailbag!
Yes. So we have a short mailbag, but we just really had to include this because it's so cute. It's a nice little limerick, which is sort of like a poem that somebody sent to me, which I'd like to read you. So, first of all, this is from Madda. And she says, "Dear Noffy, I have a limerick for you." And here it is. There once was a girl named Noffy, but she loathed saltwater taffy. She loved chocolate, so candles she lit to eat at midnight, so happy. That is so clever! And she has a question after that to follow it up. Do you ever really sneak chocolate at night? Well, in my past, there have been moments where I just couldn't resist the idea of tiptoeing out at midnight and opening up a cupboard and eating chocolate. So I have had to do that a few times. I can help myself. And I have to tell you, it's almost more fun to eat chocolate at midnight than it is during the rest of the day. Can you believe that, guys?
I can believe that. Interesting. I always draw better when I wake up in the middle of the night and start drawing than when I do it in the day.
You know? I love hot chocolate before I go to bed.
But you have
I
it before
I should show
bed.
You some of my artwork sometime.
We're talking about my chocolate
really should, you know?
Midnight excursions on tiptoes.
Yes!
So, the answer is yes, I do, and I suggest it because, well, I shouldn't do that. As long as you brush your teeth afterwards, you're not sleeping with chocolate with sugar-coated teeth. Then you'll have too many trips to the dentist.
Yay!
All right, well, we're going to move on to the wrap-up.
Well, that was quick.
I know.
Make sure you send in your questions for the next episode.
Because we're going to have a very interesting guest. We'll get
yes,
to that in just one
but
moment.
But make sure to send in your questions.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. You have a surprise coming in the next section. Bye.
Got any questions for Noffy? Send them in to noffycast@hotmail.com.
that you think there's a surprise coming, we gotta give you a surprise.
Surprise!
Surprise!
It's the wrap-up.
It is, but that's not the surprise. The wrap-up is letting you know
surprise!
What's gonna... Teresa! What's gonna happen in the next one. Episode number 19, our special guest is going to be none other than the famous Pierre LaFox. What do you think about that, huh?
Pierre LaFox. Wow, that is
How
going
did
to be...
you get him to come?
I haven't yet, but he'll be here. Okay,
so everyone that doesn't know, Pierre LaFox is Lavender Fox's nephew.
And Lavender Fox is the richest person in Pleasantville. Well, far
she's also,
richer than anyone in Pleasantville.
She's also very famous.
She's a famous fashion designer, and she designs buildings as well.
You know,
she's
I don't know
museum.
What...
Donator.
I'm going to try
Something
and keep
like
my
that.
Personal opinion out of this, but I don't know what happened to Pierre LaFox because he's related to Mrs. Fox and he doesn't really seem very similar to her because he's just sort of really, well, he's really bossy and demanding.
What if he listens to
but
this in
that's
prep?
That's the way Lavender is.
I guess so. But the thing is he thinks it's funny to be that. He knows that's the way he is and he likes to make
He loves the feeling of power.
Oh, I know how you're able to get him on. He's really good friends with William, right?
Oh, yeah,
Just
my little...
Just give William some chocolate.
William's gonna actually come in handy.
Should we have William and Pierre on next time?
What ho, oh, that would be jolly good fun, what?
That would be fun, too, guest hosts. I mean, they could just talk for a while and...
I guess so.
They might feel more comfortable if each other was here, you know?
Yeah, Pierre the Fox might not want to talk. If William wasn't here, he might He might be too stuck up to talk at all.
Because Pierre doesn't really come into town very often. The only person from Pleasantville he knows is William.
Yes. But they're pretty funny together. I don't know what they do. They probably go off and recite a poem in Latin. But
talk about lemons.
We'll try and keep it under control.
Yeah.
So anyway.
But you should send in questions for Pierre.
He's pretty hilarious and he has a British accent, which helps.
And he has opinions.
Yeah.
Quite.
But it would be very interesting to talk to him because he's been all over the world because of Lavender, and so...
Yeah, I think, don't miss out on this opportunity to send in your questions for Mr. LaFox.
Send in your questions to nafycast@hotmail.com, N-A-F-Y... At the symbol.
Nafi.
No.
Oh wait.
Nafycast.
NAFYCAST at hotmail.com.
Yeah.
Or you can send us a real letter, which we absolutely love, at P.O. Box number 6002, Edmonds, EDMONDS, Washington, 98026.
Yep.
Include your name and your age and where you come from. And now, that was a fun episode. I really liked
it.
Yes,
that was
fun.
Yeah,
like talking about summer because it's coming. It's like,
yes.
At this point, it's kind of wishful thinking still because it's still kind of miserable outside. But summer is coming. I can feel it.
Oh, yes.
All right, well, if you enjoyed the episode, send us an email. Just let us know which part you like the best so that we know what to keep doing and which parts you think are boring, so we can cut them out. But you wouldn't think they were boring because we're so funny. Okay, so, we've got to go.
Bye.
Kirsten has to go and milk that old cow, so.
And I have to go eat.
And I'm gonna go find some people to teach me how to speak a little bit more Deutsch. Okay, well, I've got to go. Bye bye.
Okay.
Deutsch. It means German.
I know that.
But why are you learning German?
That's a story for another day. Okay, goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.